All right, Brad, thank you very much. As we continue our broadcast day from the Minnesota Milk Dairy Conference and Expo 2016 here in St. Cloud at River's Edge Convention Center. Busy day today. Pat Luneman joining us with Minnesota Milk, outgoing president. Is that right?
That's correct, Joe. After 9 years as chairman of the board or president in Minnesota Milk terms, I've stepped aside.
So stepping aside, and we'll be talking to Mr. Dave Buck here in a few moments. And are you reflecting all day in your 9 years, or a little extra energy in your belly now, saying I got other things I can do now? Or
relief? Oh, that's what it is. It's relief. The next guy can take more of the pressure.
But no, you guys had your meeting this morning, and you had that go on, and also some other changes too, right? And new election, new members as well, new board members. Is that correct?
We had one new board member, Kendra Carlson, from down in the Pennock-Wilmer area, and Greg Jans, a longtime board member from Grove City, our senior board member, he stepped down. And we're going to miss Joe, but Kendra will do a great job, and we wish Greg the best. So it's there's some turnover here, and so we had one leave, one come on, and changing the person at the helm. But then that allows for someone else to step into a leadership role in the vice president's role, which Dave served previously, and that's Shelley DePestel. And so it's good.
So do
change is good.
Do you get a chance to still be active and vocal, or do you have to kind of go out the pasture and leave everybody alone? Or
I was actually up for election for the board today, and I'm back on the board. I get another 3 years, and that way I can stay involved and I can cause trouble for the rest of the board members. But no, I really wanted to stay on the board and stay active and involved so that I can serve the dairy community. And being that I've been in a leadership role for this many years, I know a lot of people throughout the industry and the state, and hopefully I can help and serve Dave as chair. Maybe I can be one of his best board members now, and I can actually make motions rather than ask for them.
As far as dairy in general, we're at an interesting time right now overall, aren't we?
I think we are. There's always change in no matter what business, but in the dairy industry there certainly is, and we're coming off a couple of years here where the milk prices aren't the greatest, but commodity prices in general are that way. But we had a report today in our noon session from Mary Ledman, who's a dairy marketing guru, and she said it looks a little bit better going forward. The European Union is lowering their milk production, and so is New Zealand. And we haven't done it here in the United States, but that bodes well for milk prices going forward. Maybe not great milk prices, but it shouldn't be worse. It should get better slowly.
So you look a little optimism in here. You mentioned Ledman in her talk as well. It's been a busy day in the whole seminar trade show mix here at the Dairy Expo and Conference. It's a unique experience for a lot of folks.
Well, we started the morning with Dr. Maren Bozek, our University of Minnesota dairy economist, and Maren talked about the margin protection program, which is the segment of the farm bill that pertains to dairy farmers, and he talked about how it's working. And of course, we on the dairy farms, we have different perceptions of how it's working, and not always in a positive light. But Maren shared that we need to be careful what we ask for, and that there's no safety net without the MPP program. And we may need to rethink how we do some of our milk marketing and step out on a limb and do some things differently on our farms than what we're used to doing. Rather than just waiting for the check to come, we might have to do some things. But the MPP program, be careful what you wish for, because you may get something worse in the next farm bill.
Well, Pat, we sure appreciate your time. congratulations on 9 years. Not to say goodbye forever, but best of luck in your board member role here. And I guess in a symbolic changing of the headset, we'll have you hand the headset off to Dave, okay?
I will do that. Thank you much, Joe.
Thanks for stopping on by. Pat Luneman joining us here on Chasm Radio, and we'll talk to the incoming president here with Minnesota Milk, Dave Buck, here on Chasm Radio. And Dave, thanks for stopping on by and joining us. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Good. You know, you got to follow this Pat guy. Are you nudging him for advice all day, or?
I'm thinking there will be a phone call to him at some point during the year just to tap into his experience, because he has a lot of it, and he's done an excellent job of leading the organization the past 9 years.
Dave, a little background on yourself and your family.
We operate a dairy farm near Goodyear. You actually have two dairy farms. Have two sons involved, and my wife Anna is extensively involved also. One son is a partner in the dairy, the other one has a custom manure pumping and chopping business. So we stay busy with some different areas.
So not enough hours in a day, not enough days in a week. That goes with you guys too.
Yeah, especially from 1st April to the 1st of December. It's pretty wild, but it's good to be busy too.
You look at this organization as you move forward. Are there certain priorities you foresee you guys to take on? Or?
You know, I don't see any big changes. I think we'll remain being, you know, the voice for dairy farmers down at the state capitol policy-wise, and I think that's a huge role that we play. And together with some educational things, I kind of see that remaining the same. We may make some changes in how we deliver them things, but for the most part, that I think will remain our focus.
You mentioned St. Paul. It's not going to be a quiet session this year. I mean, there's a lot of issues right on top of the border. I mean, last couple of years we've been talking about water and buffers, and seems like that's almost been taken over by taxes and health insurance right now.
Yeah, I think the health insurance problem was very large in this election, and I hope they can come up with some solutions, because there's a large percentage of dairy farmers that have to go on the market and buy their insurance, and right now that's just not an affordable option.
I know that. I'm not sure if they're going to have a special session or not, but I mean, this is an issue that's, you know, doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, whatever. It's not a bipartisan issue here, Dave.
Exactly. They just have to get together and come up with some solutions, and you know, and I'm optimistic they will. I think it was a wake-up call, the election. I think that this issue needs to be settled.
Mm-hmm. Had some of the breakout sessions this morning. Did you have a chance to take any of those in? What did you take away from those at all?
Listening to Marin, you know, talk about the MPP program and possibly a few changes to make it better for dairy farmers. And I think something will get done there also. Listening to Mary Ledman, you know, she was fairly optimistic, and, you know, and that's what dairy farmers are, is optimistic. It's always going to be better down the road, and you have to be that way in this business. We have the roller coaster of prices, but, you know, you just live to fight another day, and we'll go on.
Dave, one final question. You guys have a chance to have a little fun at a event like this. Last night they kind of had like a pub crawl sort of event, and then tonight you got the big auction, you got some dinner and awards ceremony. There's a lot to say to have some time to network and have some fun too.
Well, and that's one of the greatest things about this is you can learn from the speakers we bring in, but a lot of times you can learn as much from the guy sitting next to you and how he does things, and that's always a great part of this, is just getting together at dairy farmers, because they're all great people.
Well, Dave, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on the new role, and I'm sure we'll stay in touch here in the future. So
thank you. I'm sure we will.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot. Dave Buck joining us here on Chasm Radio, along with Pat Luneman here at the Minnesota Milk Dairy Conference and Expo. We'll send it back to the radio station. We'll join us, or actually check back in after news at about 3:32 with a look at markets here on Chasm Radio.